Emergency services are now closed at Good Samaritan Hospital in West Dayton. In the noon hour, around 40 local residents and community activists protested outside the center as it was being shuttered. Members of the Community Clergy Coalition and Black Panther Dayton Chapter voiced their outrage at the closing of Good Sam, saying the decision disproportionately affected neighborhoods of color. Premier Health Partnership, which owns Good Samaritan, has said that further operation of the hospital is financially unsustainable. Linda Watkins has lived in the area for 3 years, but says her connection to Good Sam goes back almost 80.
My mom and her sisters retired from Good Samaritan.
Watkins says having the hospital close by provided security for the surrounding neighborhoods.
This is not personal. I understand that. You know, that's what they tell us. It's not personal. It's just business. But it's not good business. You have mothers and children out there who needs care.
And David Greer is chairman of the Northwest Priority Board and a member of the coalition.
They are very upset. They are confused. They are scared because they know through the history of their lives that health care plays a vital part of their lives. And for this to be taken away from them, you know, the way it is, it creates hopelessness.
Since the announcement of Good Sam's closing, both Five Rivers Health Center and Grandview Hospital have announced intentions to expand services for Dayton residents affected, but those opposed to the closing don't think those efforts will fill the gap. Despite a recently announced federal investigation of the closing by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Civil Rights Division, Premier says all remaining health care services at the facility will end on Monday.